Jim Brickman is a composer and arranger and entertainer and entrepreneur, basically a force of nature. The pianist is one of the most commercially successful musicians in history. Monday night, he'll bring his On a Winter's Night concert to Walton Arts Center. This week, I asked him, as he was preparing for a concert in Morgantown, West Virginia, if he had to be at the piano when creating a new arrangement for a holiday standard.
It's a stylistic thing that, you know, I feel like is my stock and trade in a way. I mean, it's just the way that I approach a lot of these carols. And the thing about the hymns and carols when you're a songwriter is that, you know, they're very short and very simple. So a lot of times I will, you know, rewrite a B section of the song or a turnaround. And so you always come back to the theme, but it's theme and variations on familiar classics. And that's one of the great things that you're able to do as an instrumentalist that you can't as a singer, because you know, when you interpret instrumental versions of these songs, you don't have to stick completely to the exact melody with, and yet at the same time, you get the essence of the familiarity of the melody. You know, like Silent Night or God Rest You Merry Gentlemen or First Noel. You can take all kinds of wonderful liberties and still have it at the core be the carol.
And you come around. I know that on All Is Calm, O Come All Ye Faithful, the first few bars, if you're not looking at the title, you might not instantly recognize it. But boy, then you get there, don't you?
Yeah, you always, you know, it's like the first rule of thumb for a writer, I think, is to always establish the theme, you know, because that's what's familiar to people when you're playing other people's music. But even when I write my own, it's very important to make a statement about, you know, this is what this experience is going to be like. And I feel the same way about the live show. It's with intention. You can't do it haphazardly, just get up on stage and just play whatever. You have to think through about what the listening experience is going to be, what the live experience, and how that's different from the putting a CD on at home. And you use it in different ways and for different reasons.
When you're arranging something that's familiar, be it a Christmas carol or a lullaby, you know when you're doing the arrangement where the heart is and what's the familiar part. When you're composing your own, is it a different process of trying to find the heart of that particular piece?
It's not as much for me anymore because I'm very hook-driven as a songwriter. I mean, to me, establishing the theme, the hook, the core of the song is a really important quality to an original piece. I think a lot of times when people write songs who are just beginning, that they tend to write all over the place, or they tend to write from the beginning. And I don't really write a song from the beginning. I always write the theme first and then establish it, you know, decide where in the song to establish the core melody and theme, but it always has to have one. Otherwise, it becomes ambient. And I always think, you know, I'm a pop songwriter, so I always have to establish the hook.
What's the thing that you hope people who come to Walton Arts Center and your other concerts, your performances, take away? That, you know, a couple hours later and they're walking out of the venue, what do you hope they have?
I feel like I hope they walk out going, I laughed, I cried, and I escaped for a few hours.
You mentioned laugh. You read up about you, and one thing people say is you're funny. You're a witty guy.
Only on stage. I don't think my friends and my parents and, you know, my family think it's something that, I don't know. I think if you are who you are, and you're really authentic on stage, people get much more of a glimpse of authenticity. And sometimes, you know, life is funny, and I would say it's more of a storytelling. It's not jokes. You know, I'm not a comedian, but I think it's sort of a sardonic tone, and I just say what comes to my mind, and I think sometimes that comes out humorous, I hope.
Monday night at 7 at Walton Arts Center, Jim Brickman on A Winter's Night. Mr. Brickman, thank you very much for your time.
It's my pleasure. Thank you so much.
Jim Brickman will perform Monday night at 7 at Walton Arts Center in Fayetteville.
This is KUAF 91.3 FM, Fayetteville, Rogers, Fort Smith, and Ginger Blue, Missouri.
No. Ginger Blue, Missouri?
Ginger Blue, Missouri.
Where is Ginger Blue, Missouri?
It's directly west of Pineville.
Really?
Yes.
Directly west of Pineville. Mm-hmm. So darn near Oklahoma,
right.
too.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of around Southwest City.
Yes. Yeah.
Ginger Blue.
Ginger Blue.
All right.
I liked it. It's kind of, I mean, you could have a dog named Ginger Blue.
I'm sure someone has. That sounds like a hit from the 1970s. Like the Ozark Mountain Daredevils would have had the song Ginger Blue.
Right.
That's 2 weeks in a row you've come up with a very
and
good one.
And someplace else I want to go. I want to go there.
We're going to do a whole show where all we do is go to places like Peter Pender and Ginger Blue.
Right. I like it.
Okay, that's a resolution for 2013. KUAF and the Fort Smith Chorale will present an a cappella Christmas next Thursday morning at 11. It was a concert recorded live November 29th in Fort Smith. It'll bring you into the Christmas season with your favorite carols, Good King Wenceslas, How Unto Bethlehem, Deck the Halls, We Three Kings, and more. That's an a cappella Christmas from the Fort Smith Chorale next Thursday morning at 11 on KUAF 91.3 FM. Boy, if you want Christmas... This region always has the shows, but I mean, you know, if you just listen to the last 20 minutes of our show, and we didn't even begin to cover everything. I've asked you before your favorite Christmas carol, haven't I?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. So.
Which I didn't even know the name. I still don't know the name to it. I just know how it goes.
Gloria.
Right. Right.
Okay. Let's see. Antoinette and I will be back tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
You and I Sunday morning at 9 for Weekend Ozarks at Large. And then in a couple weeks, we'll have that annual week where we kind of our favorite stories. That'll be the week of Christmas in this spot.
I like that, too.
I do, too. And thanks. Jody Beznoska also brought us cookies.
She did. I had cookies for kind of mid-morning snack today.
New rule. All guests bring cookies. Thanks a lot. Ozarks at Large, a production of KUF. I'm Kyle Kellens.
I'm Christina Thomas.